With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 99.9 KISW Metal Shop right now in studio Los Esteller. They are making their debut first show ever this Tuesday with Goat Whore, Ringworm, at Crocodile. Los Esteller, 3/6, that's one half, 50% of the band in studio right now. What's going on, guys?
Yo, welcome.
Hey.
What's
Thank
up?
Thank you.
Hey, it's an honor to have you guys here.
Honored to be here. Thanks for letting us bring down the property value.
Yes. Well, that's what I was saying. That's what we're here for, too, man. Metal Shop's got to bring this thing down a little bit every once in a while.
So you guys are making your debut. Obviously, you're pretty familiar faces to anyone in the metal scene here. We've probably seen you around at shows. Obviously, Miracle Radio, we can't really see you. So tell us what your name is and maybe another band you've played in and what you do in Los Esteller.
I start now, I guess. I'm Lance. I do vocals. I played in bands a long time ago. I guess most notorious one would be Pinch.
Yeah,
in
right.
The 90s.
All right. Right on.
Industrial metal type thing.
Hey, DDA, drummer, played in a bunch of bands, mostly in Europe. Razor Vocum, Ad Mortem, Dragon Force, a lot of bands.
Oh, just Dragon Force. Yeah, no big deal. Never heard of them.
Yeah. Hey, and I'm Dagna Celestia. I was in several bands. Played with World Dane for a tour, played with Nevermore for a couple of tours, and The People Now, local, which has disbanded now, but, you know, now I'm with these guys.
Yeah, you guys.
And who's not here tonight?
Yeah, let's do some shout-outs.
Eric's not here. Eric Snyder, he's over in, where is he? Is
Moses Lake
or something like that?
Moses Lake.
Wow, Moses.
With Iron Dragon doing his...
His hair metal thing.
His money gig. Yeah, yeah, man.
He's from Second Coming, too.
Yes, yep. Okay. Eric played in Second Coming, was it the Crying Spell also?
Yeah.
And
Paul Thuriot. How do we pronounce our band name's last name?
Paul.
Paul.
He doesn't have a
Paul.
Last name.
His name is Paul.
It's Paul.
Yeah. He couldn't make it here.
Yep. Wow. From Jungle Rot. He played in Jungle Rot years ago. Man. So and then he has his own projects going too.
It's like a super group. And then we got someone in France.
Yeah.
That's right. Alex. Back in France.
What's up, Alex?
The one and
What's
only.
What's up, Alex? Yeah, he played in, Loud Blast. It's a really big band back home, you know.
Loud Blast?
Cool. Yeah. It's so cool to have you in here. So this band's got a pedigree, and this is we wanted to have them in here. We've been talking for a little while about getting you guys in here. But the show you guys are playing Tuesday. Jesus, I had this problem earlier.
At the Crocodile.
At the Croc.
Historic Seattle venue.
And welcome in. It's an honor to have you in here after all this time.
Yeah.
So what we want
to
do
for
is
having us.
We really
want to
explore your guys' like origin story here, because clearly you are several of you are like members of the Pacific Northwest music metal scene, building instruments, tattooing, being involved with venues and stuff.
Whole bunch of freaks.
Right. Mm-hmm. So who got this? Who got the spark started, and how did you guys ended up like aligning the stars to get up all together on this project?
DDA?
Yeah, it's the 2 hours question. It started years ago, back in the UK. You know, Alex and I, the guitar player in France, you know, we played in a band together, and the band went away, you know, like most bands. And we stuck together, you know, we were really good friends.
Yeah.
And we had a couple of songs already that we were playing together, and it sounded pretty catchy. And every time we play together, you know, something happens most of the time. So we kept it going. Within a few months, you know, we had a bunch of songs. You know, we thought they were pretty catchy. You know, we wanted something that's memorable, catchy, heavy, you know, more like, early 90s metal, influence,
sort
of stuff. And I think that's kind of what we did. And then for the longest time in Europe, you know, across Europe, France, England, Germany, we looked for singers, we tried out singers, and we never found the right singer for those songs. We love those songs.
Yeah, because you need them to, you got a lot of passion in there. You want to make sure it's done correctly.
You need the singer that brings the song up, you know, not that makes it worth turning down. So so we couldn't find that guy, man. So we just shelved it, and we continued with whatever we were doing at the time. You know, a short few years ago, I came over to Seattle.
Okay.
and that's when we got really lucky. You know, my wife's a tattoo artist.
Nice.
Okay.
And she tattoos in the same studio as Lance.
That's awesome.
Yeah, Lindsay Lawson, she's amazing.
That's like, right.
That's slave to the needle.
Man, yeah.
You know, so you know, I told her, look, you know, I'm ready to start playing again. You know, ask the guy. You know, maybe he knows folks, right? And maybe even knows singers. Who knows?
Right. Lo and behold.
Yeah.
So yeah, we got together, I think, at
the Christmas party.
The Christmas party.
Yeah, Slave to the Needle Christmas party.
Oh, just
yeah.
This last year?
A couple of years ago.
Okay, yeah, okay, this okay. has been a long process.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, she was, you know, she was telling me about DDA and, oh, my husband, you know, he just likes to play music. Never mentioned anything about his level of professionalism
right.
or anything. And I'm just like, oh, that's cool. I was like, yeah, cool. We'll meet, you know. And then we meet at the Christmas party and we hit it off totally.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Amazingly. And
he's like, yo, I got some songs ready.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Just, you know, we had those six songs finished. And I remember telling Alex when I was moving to Seattle, I was telling him, well, fucking Seattle, man, if we're going to find a singer, we might as well find it there.
Yeah.
You know?
Amen.
Because, you know, a lot of the music we were writing at the time, even though it doesn't sound like Seattle music, you know, we were really influenced by Alice in Chains and a lot of the alternative bands coming from here, you know,
yeah.
for the catchiness of it. And
absolutely.
You know, the choruses and all.
It's a really unique sound. It's like sort of power metal meets like groove, but with some black metal influence. Like I can't really, it's like I pictured like if Nevermore put out a more black metal record, like that's the song from the songs that I heard, but I don't really, I'm not trying to classify you guys, put you guys in a box, but all I'm saying is it's really unique. And the album is just incredible sounding. Where did you guys record it at?
It's been recorded in a bunch of places.
Okay,
but,
cool.
But in the end, it's been, let's say mixed and produced in France. Slap Sound Studio in Brittany.
Killer.
Yeah. Gwen. Cool.
Yeah.
Gwen is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
There we go.
It's all good, dude.
That guy.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I want to continue this conversation, but for people who are just tuning in, I feel like we gotta hit them, man. Let's dose them with one of these songs.
Dude,
so people know what we're talking about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Pull the trigger.
Los Esteller, well, let's hit Age of Reason first.
Yes,
is that cool with you guys? All right, we'll be right back with these guys. Awesome Northwest band, I'm claiming you guys. Northwest band. Check this out.
You
it's
guys
Metal
are Seattle Shop. Band now.
Yeah, Seattle band. Los Esteller. Check it out. Age of Reason. It's Metal Shop.
Shattered life.
Metal Shop on the Rock, Age of Reason from Los Esteller, live in the studio right now. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for coming in, man.
Thank you.
We've been looking forward to this for a long time. This is a band, if you're hearing them for the first time, that's the first time. Put them on your radar because they're going to be making moves. I already get the feeling you guys are making moves.
Ninja moves.
Yeah. You already made a faux pas, though. They are not gentlemen. They are brutalmen.
Ladies and brutalmen. Yes.
They're playing this Tuesday, man. Tuesday with Goat Horror and Ringworm. First show ever at the Crocodile. Hell of a first show, guys.
Hell of a first show. Well, we can thank Goat Horror for that. I'm fortunate enough to be friends with those guys.
There you go.
We were talking, and they were like, hey, man, let's do a show with some friends. You know, you guys ready? You think you'd be ready to do a show? And I was like, well,
we have to
sure,
be.
We will not be.
Yeah. And it all transpired from there. So long story short, thank Goat Horror for that.
So go see them. If you're listening to this right now, this is, like I said, a band you need to put on.
Thank you, Goat Horror.
So just off the top, Lance, are you out of, are you in mosh retirement now?
Mosh retirement?
Have you stopped?
Will you ever mosh again, do you think? Or are you retired
100%? Oh, I'll crush man, woman, and child.
Oh, he's not.
He's not in retirement. He's officially.
You'll see me up front at the Goat Horse Show with a beer in my hand.
Ringworm.
Headbanging. I'll have a severe bang over the next day.
Yeah, man.
So.
Cleveland's heaviest in that Louisiana. Blackened Thrash, man. It's going to be an awesome show.
Oh, yeah. Brutal.
And a little something for everybody also at this one.
Yeah, I think so.
So what's going on with you guys? What are the plans? Because as I was mentioning, we got high hopes for your guys' project. I know that you've got a lot of things in the works that you may or may not be able to talk about yet.
No.
Which means, yes, we do.
We have to play a show first.
Yes.
There you go. Hey, it could all go left on Tuesday.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
Down the tubes tour.
Knock on wood.
But that said, so Tuesday is your first show. But you have another show in October and a couple other things, I think, lined up down the line?
Yeah, we have a show actually September 20th at the Lo-Fi.
Okay.
That'll be a fun one. And we've got another one booked October 25th at the Belltown Yacht Club.
Ooh,
cool.
And then another one, November, is it 6th or 8th with Ryan, with
Neck of the Woods.
And that's November
6th or 8th. It's November far enough away.
November 6th or 8th. Yeah, those two shows are close together, but it's Belltown Yacht Club, and it only fits so many people, so they'll both be cool small shows. So,
if you can't make it Tuesday, which you should, but if you cannot, we know 100% of you won't be able to go. So if the 10% that can't go on Tuesday, make sure you go to one of those shows because you'll have plenty of chances to see the music that you're hearing on this show live in a really cool setting before you guys are, touring and play the Tacoma Dome next time you come.
Right.
We got to see you on the ground level this time because next year you're going to be touring with Slipknot.
I mean, in all seriousness, you guys are going to try and make this you're going to try and make a push, though, I hope, right?
Oh, yeah.
You guys are going to make some moves, I hope.
Yes.
Can't dig too much. That'll be for this second round
of
the Los Esteller Metal Shop interviews.
All right.
So
we'll have more news
the
for
farewell
you.
Show.
Right.
But like you said, first show is first show. So I hope it goes really well for you guys. I know it will.
Thanks, definitely.
You were saying there was 666 people registered to go to the show.
So far, that was the count. Yeah.
Let's see if we can get 6,000 more. So it's 6,666.
Yeah.
69. Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. Joking around. Satan's got the wheel on Tuesday night.
Hell yeah.
Hey, where can we find you guys? I know you have to have a website, Bandcamp. Where can we find you online? Because people who are hearing this are like, yo, I got to hear some more.
Yeah. No. Losesteller.com, Facebook.com/losesteller, Instagram, all that stuff.
Cool.
That's the good thing with the band name. There's only one, so.
Yes.
Check it out. You'll find it.
And you can buy their EP on Tuesday, right? The little sampler of the CD?
Yeah. We'll have the little sampler CD, T-shirts, stickers. We'll do a bundle thing. We can get everything all in one shot or whatever if you want it. If you don't, then we'll still have it.
Yeah.
Right on. And so Tuesday's the big day to see this. You guys have any shout-outs and thank yous? I know you guys are involved in some creative projects. If you guys want to shout that out.
Hey, these are movers and shakers here.
Yeah. And then anyone else you want to thank before we jump into the next song?
I would like to thank Dan Rosenblum and Zach from Goat Horror, Dan Rosenblum being their manager, for getting us this first show.
Yeah. Hey, that's
thank you guys.
Friends helping friends.
Yeah. And if you want to get tattooed by Lance, to the needle over in the
then there's that too.
Wallingford area. Yeah.
Yeah, if you want a half-ass tattoo, get come on down, man.
Nice. Hey, that's come not on. True. And Dagna.
I'm joking.
Yes.
She's like, yeah, I got some things. Come on. I'm involved. Dagna's an amazing luthier, I believe is the pronunciation.
Luthier, yes.
Luthier. Mm-hmm. She's got a lot of skills. Yo, D, what's good, man?
Do you want to thank?
This is your, yeah.
No, I think who I want to thank, man, the Seattle scene so far has been very supportive.
Yeah.
You know, you guys and everybody else, you know, who's been sharing the band and saying good thing about us. You know, it's very appreciated, and hopefully we can, you know, back that up on Tuesday.
Back that ass up.
Yeah, man. Thank you guys for having us in here, too. That's
You're
so
very
cool.
Welcome.
Yeah,
hey,
very
it's
cool.
It's our honor.
Won't be the last time.
No. Yeah, we'll do it again. We'll have another round. Have another round of. We'll bring the vodka this time there for you, Dave.
Yes. Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Hey, thank you, and thank you guys again so much. Seriously.
Yeah, man.
Look forward to like putting a spotlight on your guys' career for real.
Thank you so much. Very excited for you guys.
This is a great push. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tuesday at the Crocodile with Ringworm and Goat Whore. This one is called Simeon Call. You can pick up this little sampler EP along with a T-shirt. Support local metal. Here it is, Los Esteller on Metal Shop.
Where I bury This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.